And it's time to say hello and happy new year to our buddy David Ayler. It's time for the Legal Buzz, which we do every Monday morning right around this time. And our Bridge legal advisor, Dave, I hope you had a very happy new year and a wonderful holiday season, buddy.
Oh, did as well. It was nice and relaxing. And man, we overall had some great weather around here, didn't we?
Oh, man. I mean, you know, we were joking about the fact that 3 years ago today, we were blanketed in 5.5 inches of snow, and it was 80 degrees on New Year's Day just a couple of days ago. So it was great to go to the beach, go walking or whatever. We'll take that. That's why we live here along the Carolina coast, you know?
Exactly. You know, we have our problems just like anywhere else, but we need to take advantage of the opportunities, like, you know, ride my motorcycle on New Year's Day with a t-shirt.
You know, speaking of the problems, I saw Live5 News did a really good job of covering, I guess, the COVIDiots that were out on New Year's Eve lining King Street, not wearing masks. And they asked every municipality in the Lowcountry. There was not one single violation ticketed in the mask ordinance on New Year's Eve, though a lot of people were not abiding by it. And now when the legislature gets back together in Columbia, they're discussing the possibility of a statewide mask mandate. What good? I mean, look, I wear my mask. I'm one of those people. I wear my mask. My son, we wear our mask. But what good would a statewide mask mandate be if the local municipalities can't enforce it? They would have been out. They would have been there on King Street, New Year's Eve, handing out hundreds and hundreds of tickets nonstop.
Yeah, it just really isn't realistic. You know, obviously, there's a lot of people that have various opinions on the mask at all, how much it's effective, that sort of thing. And then, as we know, the political side of it. But what it boils down to is you have a small amount of, police available, particularly when you're talking about large crowds. And they can't sit there and just, you grab people's driver's licenses and sit there for 10 minutes with per mask violation. I mean, they'd be doing it all night. What about traffic? What about other issues? What about crime? I mean, there's just other things that, you know, in the eyes of the law, and I'm not speaking for any specific police agency, but generally speaking, that are higher priority and greater concern.
What about finding the establishment?
You know, that then you're talking about the place being a private entity and mm-hmm. whether or not, you know, how responsible are they supposed to be. You start mixing in the way that we have it here in South Carolina with if you're drinking or eating, well, who's to say I wasn't just finished taking a sip of my water and just put it down and, you know, my mask fell on the table and I'm about to grab it. I mean, there's just so many variables there that would make it extremely difficult.
Well, and you know, when the legislature gets back together in Columbia, another discussion they're going to be having, a bill that was pre-filed to make South Carolina a hands-free state when it comes to cell phone in your car. And I understand the sentiment there, but I'm kind of looking at the law they have in effect now for not texting while driving. That is a law that has not been enforced at all. How would they enforce the hands-free law if they're not willing to enforce the don't text while you drive law, just like they're not willing to enforce the mask mandates in the municipalities?
Right. I mean, as a person who still prosecutes part-time for the city of Hanahan, I can understand where the police agencies are coming from and can relate because, for instance, with the text law, that was such a controversial thing that went through. You started seeing it in municipalities first and then, of course, counties and then the state. But the issue at hand there is, there's certain things that come into play, caveats within the law. For instance, if you're looking at for directions or various things like that or emergency. So short of someone, you know, telling the man or woman police officer, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, I was text messaging my husband, my friend, whatever, you know, and admitting it, they can't take your cell phone without a search warrant. So they're going to have to go get a search warrant to see if you were actually on your phone at that time and sending text messages when they, you know, were behind you or pulled up beside you. And that's just not feasible.
Yeah.
So I think the hands-free thing, again, it would depend on what the law says. I also think you're going to see a lot of pushback. There was enough pushback with the text thing, but I think as far as the hands-free, you're going to have a lot of people that are going to be against that, feel like that the government overreaching. So I'd be surprised if that one passed.
Yeah, it just seems like sometimes they're passing laws to make you feel like they're doing something about it, but then they're not enforcing those laws to do anything about it. And I will just throw out this one quick caveat, and that is it's been over 6 months now since that wreck on 526 on the Don Holt Bridge that claimed a life, and we still know nothing about what's going on there, which seems to be highly unusual. But another day, another conversation. There's going to be a lot to talk about in 2021, no doubt about it, David. If people have questions they need answers to, how can they get in touch with you and David Ayler Law Offices?
Easiest way is my office number is 24/7, 843-744-4444.
David, great to talk to you, and I hope you had a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year to you and everybody at the David Ayler Law Firm, buddy.
Great talking to you as well. Great hearing from the listeners as well. A lot of people stop me and say, hey, love your segment with Richard Todd. And my response is always, who doesn't love Richard Todd?
Hey, I'll get the 20s in the mail, buddy. I appreciate it, man. Thanks, buddy. There he goes, David Ayler, the legal buzz for you here on this Monday morning, the first Monday of 2021. It is going to be an interesting year for things like that.